Hi, this is Will.
And this is Jay.
Welcome to our podcast,
Not Just Sports.
Just two bros sitting down talking about everything, not just sports.
On this series, we'll be taking you with us on the trails and spills, highs and lows, disappointments and excitements at the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar. And of course, there can only be one winner. So as you say in Nigeria,
breakfast will reach everybody. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the World Cup series on your favorite podcast, Not Just Sports, with Will and Jay. Jay, it's always nice to have you with me.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah, so we're just going to breeze through the event of yesterday and then we're going to go to the event of today and we're going to make our predictions as always. So let's kick off. Josh, the event of yesterday, how did you see him?
Man, we've had a lot of teams surprising us this World Cup and yesterday was not, did not disappoint. I know I had never written out Japan. Like, I always expected them to, like, perform.
Yeah.
But they overperformed yesterday, and it made me happy, honestly. Yeah, quite all right. The prediction I made wasn't on point, right?
Yeah.
But it was nice to see them not just lie down. After going 1-0 down because of the penalty, you know how heartbreaking it can be, penalties. But, like, of recent, we have seen that, okay, see Argentina game.
Yeah.
They went down with the penalty. They considered three other goals. Yes, it was ruled out for offside.
Yeah.
But most of these things, when it's 1-0, they believe that, okay, it's not yet over. We can still fight.
Yeah.
We have just one chance in World Cup in 4 years to give it all. And that's what they did. So I'm very, very impressed with Japan.
Okay.
Same with Morocco. I felt like Morocco would have won that game. Yeah, we said it was going to be a close game, right?
Yeah, we said it was going to be a close game.
I predicted a 0-1 to Croatia, but... If you ask me, based on what I watched,
yeah,
Morocco should have won the game. If anyone should have won the game, Morocco should have won the game. Yeah, Modric won the man of the match. We all know how it is. Big name and all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Morocco really played well. The likes of Hakimi, Ziyech, they really impressed me yesterday.
Okay.
And then, when we're talking about underdogs, right, smaller teams that are outperforming what we're expecting. Looking at Costa Rica, okay, I expected them to at least... I remember the last World Cup, right, when they played against Brazil. And a couple of my friends were saying, like, yeah, it's a whole different squad and stuff like that. I understand, but during that last World Cup, when they played Brazil, they lost 2-0, right?
Yeah.
But they were able to keep that clean sheet on the 90th minute. They considered those two goals within 90 and 95.
Okay.
So, like, they dropped off. That kind of thing. So, I expected them to, like, do something... in that nature, okay, you have showed us they are good defensively. You have reached the World Cup, meaning they are actually a good team, right? So I expect them to have at least come out and showed us this is the reason why we got to the World Cup. But man,
Spain ran right through them,
man.
7 goals in that game, bro.
That was
7 that goals
was demolition.
I mean, we were praising England for 6 and conceding 2. This Spain, they played. They kept a clean sheet.
Costa Rica did not have a shot in the game. They had 18% ball possession. As they have said in so many... Okay, I've heard death by 1,000 cuts, right?
Yeah.
This was death by 1,000 passes. How do you make 1,045 passes in a game? Well, and your opponent makes, what, 268?
You've seen how it is, bro. You've seen how it is. The last game for yesterday was Belgium, Canada.
Yeah, and I say it again. Like... most of the teams that we're not expecting are impressing us. That's one of the reasons why today's game, I'm going to be cautious in my prediction.
You know, especially like the teams from the Americas, because like we didn't, you know, North America, because USA performed.
USA performed.
And now we are seeing Canada perform, even though they lost 1-0 to Belgium, but like they performed. Exactly, Mexico performed. So like we are seeing a totally different team.
If
like
I've seen totally different teams, right? Yeah. If you're having the best performance in this World Cup as of now,
yeah,
I'll tell you it's North America and Asia.
Yeah.
Because out of Europe, we don't know much.
Just England,
Netherlands,
Spain.
Netherlands, they were really lucky in that game.
Yeah, very true.
That's Senegal did not capitalize on the chances they had. So the when you are lucky to win a game, no, I'm not going to take you as one of the best performers, right?
Yeah.
But when you deserve to win it, just like you call Spain now.
Yeah, England, yeah.
They are one of the few teams that have deserved their win in Europe, right? But when you go outside Europe, damn, not America, Asia, they are really performing. Africa is trying. Surprisingly, Africa is trying. But they are trying the aspect of the clean sheets. They are very, very good defensively. But they have to go find a goal. You have to score.
Win a game.
That's what affected Morocco yesterday. Yeah. Like, they were so good, but put the ball in the back of the net. That's all we want. For Canada, yeah, I agree that they are so good. They had 14 shots, right?
Yeah.
Belgium had four.
Yeah, around, yeah.
But I don't know. Courtois is something else.
I think he made three saves in that game.
To me, he deserved the man of the match, right?
A lot of people said that, like, he deserved the man of the match.
But somehow, they're giving you almost...
Goalkeeper.
Right? For Japan, who won the man of the match?
The goalkeeper, Shuichi Gonda. He made 8 saves in the game, bro. Like,
and when you look at that Morocco-Croatia game, they gave it to Modric, but to me, they should be into Bono because... Damn.
He made saves too. He made incredible.
The last chance of the first half, right? When the commentator was kind of making mockery of him, that he hasn't been in the post, he hasn't done anything much. Immediately, he said, as life will have it, a chance came. And that was like a clear goal scoring opportunity. But he was there to save it. So, to me, the goalkeepers in this World Cup have been very good. Like, this is standard for the goalkeepers for World Cup.
Yeah.
And it's like every single day we play, watch a game now, we are hoping to see a goalkeeper come out for that that's award of the man of the match.
Yeah.
And that's good because it makes them want to perform more. Costa Rica, we expected Navas to have done the same thing because that's what he did last time.
Last time, yeah.
Had no one save, so I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what he went through. That's a Brazilian.
Yeah.
I know how you feel to concede 7. I know how you feel to concede. Yeah,
funny enough, 7. The German team that gave you 7, they lost against Japan.
Yeah. I know that Japan is a very good team.
Yeah.
Like last time the performance Keisuke Honda, Takashi Inui, they really made things happen and I liked that. They have this never die attitude. They play beautiful football. Like one of the things I took out from that game yesterday was the fact of the amount of fouls in the game.
Yeah.
They were not rough. Like they played good football.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that's if you watch over the course of this World Cup, the extra time that is being added is called the amount of injury fouls. They had only 2 minutes added to their first half. And that's impressive. That's my team.
Yeah, that's like the shortest I've seen.
Yes. That's the amount of good football that they played in that match. And then in the second half, they come in and they were like, okay, Germany thinks that they have won it. Football is a game of two halves. We always say it.
Yeah.
And that's what they showed us.
I think we need to like give credit to the coach because usually this kind of games against a supposedly big opponent, when you're 1-0 down, most coaches usually come into the second half trying to like play safe so they don't concede more. You know, maybe if they have an opportunity, try to like hit them on the counter, try to get maybe one goal, but you're still playing safe. You don't want to concede. Well, in the second half, Japan came to attack, like they came to oppress Germany. They said, "Nah, we are not sitting down. We are not sitting down." So, like, kudos to the coach Hajime Moriyasu. Kudos to him for, like, instilling that fire in them, telling them that we cannot.
When we talk about the fouls, right? When Argentina played against Saudi Arabia, we saw how physical Saudi Arabia was.
Yeah,
they were actually very rough.
Very rough,
and like this World Cup, I would say that like they should turn it down a bit because many people are hoping to be in this competition. You don't just go and break someone's leg or something like that. Look at Hernandez, for example.
Yeah, he's out.
So players have to like think about others. Don't just think that okay, yes, we want to win this at all costs. That's not right because this is a person's career. So you don't go to injure someone and then take out the person for 9 months and be celebrating. That's very, very wrong. That's what I was actually happy for France that after the Hernandez injury, his brother came on and they had a very good game because at least life is fair.
Yeah.
now he's not going to play for the next 9 months, and that's really something that would mess with you.
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah.
Luckily for him, he's in the national team already, and then if France wins it, he also won.
He also won it.
But
yeah.
It was happened to Koscielny of Arsenal last time, where he had an injury in the semi-final against Atletico Madrid, and he didn't go on to play the World Cup, and they won it. And if you hear what he said after the World Cup, he at the point, even if it was his country,
yeah.
He felt bad that he was not
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
At the point, he even wished them not to win it.
Yeah.
And that's very truthful, because that's like a human talking.
He's a human being.
You're not going to lie that, yes, it didn't pain you that you were
that
not
you,
there.
Yeah, that you... And this kind of thing, that on a normal day, you would be called up.
You will be the first centre-back.
You will be called up, yeah.
That kind of thing. Like, so it was painful. And I think that that's like kudos to Japan for how they played. They played Germany man-to-man without being that aggressive, right?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, they got what they wanted. So please, other coaches can look at that and know how to continue playing without trying to end an athlete's career.
Yeah, and then one name that we first saw about in the Germany Japan game, Koji Takura.
Many guys don't know him. many guys don't know him, and I'm so proud that he actually got to play for the German national team. I'm so proud that he actually gave the assist.
Yeah, for the second goal.
You know, he played in Man City, right?
So he was still in Man City.
I don't really know why he's still in Man City, but they felt that he wasn't that good enough, right?
Yeah,
and might just be me and you, right? I don't know if any other person
most likely
yeah, but if you guys know him, yeah, Koji Takura, that's one of the players that you should actually watch out for. He's a center back that just does his job. If you know Tomiyasu of Arsenal, Takura is that of a center back.
Yeah.
Right? He just does his job and he's that good. But many people, you know how Japanese are, they are always so humble, so many people don't really know him, right? So just watch out for him.
Yeah, okay. So, man, yesterday, Japan, I wouldn't call it a surprise. I mean, yeah, sure, we sort of expected Germany to win, but I wouldn't call Japan winning a surprise, because if you watched the game, you would see that, okay, Germany, yes, they had most of the advantage in the first half, but they did not capitalize on it.
Yeah.
And then going into the second half, it was like Germany were now the ones playing on the defense.
Yes.
While Japan, so I wouldn't really call it a shock winner, because
their goals were not lucky.
Exactly. Like they actually worked for them.
Yeah.
So we cannot really call it a shock winner. Anyway, so yeah, Germany, Japan ended 1-2 in favor of Japan. Belgium, Canada just 1-0. Favor of Belgium.
And they missed the penalty. Alphonso Davies missed the penalty.
Can't even.
Like, is that bad? Like, I'm happy for Canada, because what they have showed is that we are still in this.
Yeah.
Right. And despite the fact that they lost, Morocco and Croatia drew also. So that gives them hope.
Yeah, there's still hope.
And from what I saw them play, you can beat either one of them, Morocco or Croatia. They just need to be more clinical. Jonathan David was very, very good. Alphonso Davies was good, despite the penalty he missed.
Yeah. Right?
But they just need to focus and try and be more clinical. And if they can do that, because their defense was actually pretty impressive, you don't get to keep to lose 1-0. So a team that has De Bruyne in it.
Very true.
So their defense was very good, very, very good. But they just need to like bring their heads down and try and be more clinical against their other opponents, which are Morocco and Croatia.
Okay.
But for Germany, I feel bad for Germany, because right now, after losing to Japan, their next game is going to be against Spain. And Japan's next game is going to be against Costa Rica, that have not had a shot.
Yeah, and it's quite possible that Japan will win the next game against Costa Rica.
And if they win it, they
6 points, man. Like, that's like qualification already.
Germany has to beat Spain, and after beating Spain,
beat Costa Rica.
What? Like, that's it. So, imagine this now. Like, really imagine this. Germany beats Spain.
Yeah.
And has their awards at 3 points.
Yeah.
And then Japan beats Costa Rica and has their 6 points. So now we're seeing Japan has 6 points.
With Spain and...
Spain in second place, called the 7-goal margin.
Yeah.
And then Germany at 3 points. So going to the last game, which is Spain against Japan. Japan need 8 points.
Yeah, just one.
And Germany, definitely, from what we saw from Costa Rica, unless they change up and improve.
Yeah.
It's still just some days before the game, right? But if Costa Rica don't buckle up, Germany will definitely
win the game, yeah.
And Spain now find themselves in a tough position.
Because they have to.
That's nice thing about World Cup. You winning your first game doesn't really matter. You losing your first game sometimes doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So, but all that matters right now is Germany has to win Spain in order not to lose out.
Yeah.
But that's nice. So now we know that there's a high chance we lose a big team. As long as they keep on reducing, I'm happy for Argentina and Brazil. Because it gives them more opportunity to win them.
True. So like that Spain Costa Rica game, 7 goals in the game, and youngsters.
That's what we said before.
Youngsters.
This is the World Cup for youngsters, right?
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they haven't broken the record yet.
Okay.
Of most goals in a game.
In a game. Yeah.
That's since 2014.
Yeah.
Is that Brazil's game of 8 goals? They came close. England came close. They had, I think it was 6-2. They had 8 goals in that game.
Okay, I think it was 9. Was it?
Brazil was 7-1.
Was it 7-1 or 7-2?
Yeah, 7-1. 7-1.
Okay.
Very painful. Those were bad times. Yeah, but we're still looking to see if any country can actually break it. I don't know. I'm not going to spend much on Brazil today. I feel like they'll just fight to survive because right now the big countries are no longer safe.
Yeah, right now it's like the small country, the countries that we least expect are now thinking to themselves, saying, man,
we can do this.
I think we can, exactly. I think
and
we can
their, actually their forwards, the Serbian forwards,
yeah,
are really imposing. I think that's what I use. They're imposing and they're clinical.
Yeah.
Because having Mitrovic and Vlahovic as his two center forwards, and then having Milinkovic Savic behind them to give him passes.
Yeah.
So they need a chance, and they have scored.
So I mean, yeah.
Despite all Brazil wants to do,
yeah,
they should just keep that back of their mind that Serbia just need one chance.
One chance.
And they have scored.
Like you mentioned, Mitrovic, that guy has been on fire for Fulham, coming from the Championship into the Premier League. That guy has been...
A lot of people doubted him, asked him where he could do it.
He could do it in the... Yeah, and, well, he proved them wrong, bro.
Yeah. Last time out, when they came to the Premier League, the coach refused to play him. He didn't believe in him. But now, since I've turned around and then, new coach, new tactics, he's really banging it up there.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's in the World Cup. It has been painful to meet a finisher like him. Same way we were missing Haaland. Imagine if Haaland was in the World Cup.
Like, honestly, at this point, I just feel like Norway should try very hard and make it to the next World Cup. Like, let's see him on that grand stage. Yes, let's see him on that big stage.
Odegaard.
I mean, well, anyway. So, yeah, yesterday, Spain, Costa Rica, the highest margin, you know, that we've seen so far, right?
Yeah.
For yesterday. Yeah, 7 goals. And like we said, young stars, you know, Gavi winning the man of the match, man, 17, was it 18 years?
18 years
and some days winning the man of the match.
We're praising Bellingham.
Exactly. We are
I know that Bellingham performed better than him, right? But still, 18 years.
Gavi actually performed in the midfield for Spain yesterday.
Yeah, Bellingham was dominant, defensively, offensively.
But Gavi,
that guy Bellingham was so good, right? That I did not even see Declan Rice in that match. That was how good he was, and he was involved in so many goals, right? Don't forget the Sterling goal.
Yeah, you can still say the same for Gavi, yes.
Yeah, I can still say the same. But still, Gavi really impressed me, right? I'm not going to do any comparison with Sueli. it's not even about it being too early. I'll need them to compare themselves in the future. Because, I mean, at that good, you get the comparison definitely come after
Yeah.
So Gavi impressed. Let's leave Bellingham out of it. Until England.
And then, you know, our old guys still putting their names on the score sheets, just like Giroud did with France. We have Morata, the last goal for Spain, Morata. As always, as expected.
I had turned off the television, but I didn't expect that goal to come in. I saw six. I was like, okay, that's it. It's over.
90 plus.
Next, what were you guys doing? Like Costa Rica, what were you guys doing? It's all good. So for now, the highest goal scorers are all two goals.
Yeah,
Torres,
Saudi Arabian guy.
Like, all of them are two goals. And that's nice because at least now we understand the reason why the States had to score
more than three goals or four goals in the World Cup. It's hard, man.
But at this rate, if England go ahead to play the way they played, I still see Saka scoring again.
Yeah, definitely.
I still see Kane finally
getting his goal, yeah.
Like, you say he had a knock in the last game, but still. And for Spain, we don't even know who's scoring again because... Come on, Ferran Torres. Like, we know, like, he's playing the same wing position and, like, other wing the other day.
Yeah.
He has a chance of scoring, right? But if no one had told us that, okay, Spain is going to win 7-0 and the highest goal scorer is going to be Ferran Torres.
Like,
we all look at him like, what's wrong with you?
I mean, you have a team with Asensio, a team with Dani Olmo, a team with
Morata,
like, and Sule scored. Got his name on the score sheet, bro. So yeah, well, it's you know, we are going to expect, or we should expect more goals, I guess, from like certain teams. From certain teams, you should expect more goals and like more goal distributions, not just one standout player. Sure. And that's actually a good thing.
And that's what brings us to today's game, right?
Yeah.
Switzerland, Cameroon, Uruguay, South Korea.
Okay.
Portugal, Ghana, and Brazil, Serbia.
Mm-hmm.
Among all of them, which one strikes you as the most interesting to watch? When I say interesting to watch, I mean like both teams have a chance to win it.
Yeah, Portugal, Ghana. No, see, but like, sure, Switzerland, Cameroon sounds nice. It's Switzerland, Cameroon.
I don't know what to expect from that game.
Exactly.
It's not interesting to me. It feels like
there might be something good coming out of it though, but
yes.
We don't actually know.
Because like the Switzerland team, I don't really have people I look out for, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we all know that Grand Xhaka is very dominant. We know that Mbolo comes out and performs. Shaqiri is always there. Like, you understand. We know that their goalkeeper, for goodness sake. Like, one thing I like about him is that despite the looking down, like, and like once it comes to the big, he's like this Mexican goalkeeper, and once it comes to the big stage, right, he's always there,
right?
He never misses out. And when you look at players like that, you see that they have a lot of experience in their team, and as they have a lot of experience in their team, it actually helps them. Like, you see Pus Boy now, for example, Manuel Akanji.
He came
from Dortmund for 17 million, and then he has dominated the Premier League. Like, to me, he's been one of the best performers.
Yeah.
You understand? And even the goalkeeper we talked about, like, we was linked to Mayu, right?
Yeah.
And left alone with me, Mayu should have gotten him. But he's old, I guess, and the hair is old also. So that kind of So yeah, but I'm looking at Jan Sommer today. I'm looking at him. I want to see whether he can really do what his colleagues are doing. Usually, we know Switzerland's last World Cup, still same with Brazil, and they played 1-1. That was just how good they were. So if they against Brazil this World Cup, I see it as a draw.
But I think they lost the friendly match Ghana. Coming into they lost to Ghana.
To Ghana
coming into the
Black Stars.
Do you think that performance is any indication of what we are going to see today?
No. Because we saw Argentina rip apart their last opponents and then they came and they ripped apart.
Okay.
I feel like we need to work on it. Like, we need to work on graphics, right? A graphic and put out there because the breakfast is getting too much.
I mean, everybody. The breakfast is reaching everybody, so just keep an eye out for who eats it next.
If you do not look well, Omo,
they'll cook breakfast and serve for you.
Omo. See, looking at this game, right? I'm taking nothing away from Cameroon. Cameroon, man, they are in this game to win it. This is the toughest group.
I'm
not looking at Germany and Spain. Those are their big hitters. Believe me, from what I've seen in World Cup right now, those that you're not expecting. So I feel like, to me, the team that's going to suffer the most in this World Cup is going to be Brazil, because everybody you are playing is ready to hit you.
Hit you.
And you are not going. They are all coming with different strategies to hit you. Cameroon, physical. Serbia, clinical. Switzerland, dominating. That means you didn't hold you. When Switzerland played against Germany, God, like, I was like, is this the Switzerland I know? They don't have star players to They will dominate that midfield with you. So I picked for Brazil because the three countries they're going to play against, they all have different things that they offer. So Brazil have to be able to
tweak
for every game they play. Luckily for them, they have players. We don't want to go into the Brazilian squad because I am ready to serve it out for everybody.
It's okay, calm down. Let your Brazilian let it rest first. Yeah, we'll get there. I think we'll get there.
Is
he
this
guy?
I'm still on forward too.
We'll get there. So we really don't know what to expect, Switzerland, Cameroon, but yeah. It might be a very interesting match, might not be. We just have to look out for it. Yeah, Uruguay, South Korea. Like, I think I told you earlier that maybe I'll start putting more attention on, like, Asian team. Yeah. Because I'm seeing some kind of...
But when you're thinking South Korea, I know your name is just Son.
Exactly. But, like, that's the thing, right? Like, we can go into a match with just Son. I can go into the match with just Son as the player in my head. But then, the entire team... can definitely impress me. So going into that game, I'm actually looking, because if Japan can do it, why can't South Korea do it against Uruguay?
I feel like Japan, they are better. You know, my voice was low for that. I feel like Japan, they are better.
We'll see. We'll find out.
I feel that way.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Sorry, guys, my voice has... cracked a bit
from screaming and shouting,
and it's even annoying because most of the time I shout, it's not good.
Yeah, offside, VR always.
VR is already taking my voice from me, so I'll try and use one more time. Gets the Nigerian way.
So Uruguay, South Korea, what do you expect?
Man, it's getting harder and harder to predict.
I know,
but.
Would there be goals? Would there be no goals?
I think there are going to be goals. I see their defenses as being good, right?
Yeah.
But I see their forwards as being better.
Okay.
We all know Heung-min Son. He doesn't need much space to score. His hat trick this season from bench, that was outside foot, inside foot, left leg, right leg, wherever it came. The goal so mad that day, it was a joy to watch that against Leicester. That was beautiful. So looking at South Korea, I see them as in it. If I had to say one, I will go for maybe a 2-2 draw.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get to the predictions later. So we'll just get everything at once. So Portugal, Ghana. See, that's my most anticipated match for today. Portugal versus Ghana. And one reason, Ronaldo the GOAT, obviously. The other reason, this Ghanaian squad that...
I am with Ghana. Like, if there's any African country I'm supporting this period, Ghana. That is, like, I have never supported an African country in a World Cup. I know that this sounds somehow, because I'm an African.
It's the Nigerian, and Nigeria Nigeria was in the last World Cup. Oh.
No. Okay. This sounds somehow because of I am from Africa. Not say where I'm from, because I am from Africa, so it sounds somehow. But see, when the world was still at that Pange form, right, Brazil was located close to Africa, located close to Nigeria. You understand? So I know that my ancestors are from Brazil.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mr. Ancestors. Okay.
So this is the first time supporting an African country. And gladly, it's Ghana.
Okay.
Because I know that people always come out for me. Whenever I call Ghana, because they took out Nigeria.
Yeah.
From the World Cup.
It should have been us.
No, it should be them.
Okay.
And today they are going to prove it to the world why it should be them. Because what they're going to play Portugal today, one name. Hey, God.
That's how you're just writing off Bruno Fernandes, João Cancelo, Bernardo Silva, Cristiano Ronaldo, Diogo Jota.
What are you calling them? See, I call Brazil the record. I don't call Portugal. I don't call Man City, but let me tell you something, right? Ghana are going to turn up.
No, I didn't say they are not going to turn up. That's why I said it's going to be an interesting match to watch. I didn't say they are not going to turn up. So anyway, Brazil-Serbia.
Should we start?
Let's not go too in depth because I know you are ready. You are ready.
No, Grimare.
Say God in heaven.
Casimiro. Thank God. You start midfield.
Yeah. Mitrovic. Vlahovic.
Be like thing you don't forget the Be like thing you don't forget using that boy Debo. Because if that guy starts,
yeah.
Because I don't know. I feel like the way this game is turning out, right? Let Brazil not go there and play dominant center forward like them. Because Vlahovic and Mitrovic are going to be very dominant, right?
Yeah.
Use his moves for this game. You need that intricate movements.
Yeah, let him make all those runs.
Those runs, you understand? Because put this guy with Neymar and Vinicius. What he does with Martinelli. Imagine if Martinelli now plays. Oh my God. Like, my dream today is Martinelli coming from the bench and scoring. That will make my World Cup. Like, I don't even care who wins again.
Yeah.
If Martinelli comes today from the bench and scores, or if he starts and scores. Because I saw Neymar's face had an expression when they called Martinelli's name during when they announced the World Cup, and he was shocked, like, who is that kid? And I have a tweet that I saved here from Puja, right?
Yeah.
Where there was a picture of Vinicius and Martinelli, and he asked, who are these? Like, it pains me. I took a screenshot of that tweet because I'm going to use that tweet.
He asked who Vinicius and Martinelli are.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I saved that screenshot because it pained me. Oh, okay, it was not Vinicius. Anthony.
Who are these ones? He asked who Anthony and...
Martinelli and Anthony. He asked who are these ones. So, these two boys right now, I know that normally I'm not a Man U fan, but
yeah.
I'm Brazilian by heart too. I support all Brazilians, first of all, before any other club. If these two boys perform, I saved this tweet, how many days ago? This was on Monday when I saved this tweet. I'm coming for him. Puja Media, I am coming for you.
Okay.
Just hold on. Let 8 o'clock.
Puja Media, I am coming
for you. As you take your pictures, you go see the boys, they come for you.
He's in Qatar now.
He's in Qatar.
He's going to take the picture.
And this nonsense tweet he posted about who are these ones. Okay. Yeah.
This you, bro. This you.
I'm waiting. Just hold on.
Okay. So
because why should take picture of future legend? You're asking who are these ones?
All right.
I'm so glad that Antonio and Martinelli are playing on different wings, and it's a high chance that they will start Vinicius and Rodrigo. So the boot are coming from
from the bench.
Exactly. So Puja. All right.
Okay. So we're about to round up. You know, let's get into the predictions. What happened yesterday? Our predictions.
Okay. I was hoping we have skipped it, but
we have to let them know.
So for the Morocco Croatia game, I predicted 0-1 in favor of Croatia. The match ended 0-0. So. We lost out on that.
Yeah, we lost out on that.
We were close. I was closer.
Yeah, you were closer.
We played just a one very goal. Tight game, yeah. You understand? So the goal didn't come, but we move. We tried. You predicted 1-2, and that still didn't work. So
nope.
We both lost out on that. No points from that. The next game was Germany, Japan. I predicted a close game. With both teams scoring.
Yeah.
It didn't go the way I predicted. I predicted 3-1, and then it was 1-2. Well, you predicted 3-0, and still.
Yeah, it didn't go the way I expected.
But the game that surprised everybody, over surprised, because we all predicted 2-0 and 2-1 for Spain and Costa Rica, and they went on to win a whooping 7. So yeah, even if you add our two predictions together,
it's still denominator
4-1. If you take the one and add the 5-0,
it's still denominator.
Man, that was mad. And then the game I said where it was going to be big scoring, which was Belgium Canada, I predicted 5-1, and you predicted 3-0, and match ended 1-0.
Just one.
So we're getting 3 points from the Spain and Belgium game for predicting the win.
Yeah.
But no correct score was gotten, so that's 0 for the correct score and. For the Morocco Croatia game and the Germany Japan, where we failed predictions, no point from there. So adding the 6 points to our current points now, that's going to be 18 plus 6 for me.
That's 24
and
that's
24 points. Williams finally reaches double figures because Williams at 15 points.
Still a long way to go. Still to catch up.
Road, but we have road many to 100.
We have many games in this World Cup. So
many games to come.
Yeah. So today, our predictions. What's your prediction, Switzerland, Cameroon?
Why do I have to go first? Okay, Switzerland, Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I don't know what to expect from that match.
We don't.
And this World Cup has proved to be a very doggy occasion. I'm going to go 1-1.
Okay, Switzerland, Cameroon, 1-1 for Jay. Okay, 1-1. For me, 2-1 in favor of Switzerland.
You really think you're going to win?
Yeah, 2-1 in favor of Switzerland. Cameroon shocked me, but yeah, 2-1 in favor of Switzerland.
Those I don't believe they're African, but
Uruguay, South Korea.
I think Darwin Nunes should be the star of this show.
Okay.
Because Cavani is old. Mm-hmm. Suarez is on a free transfer right now. Like, the only two players in the world right now that are free.
Yeah,
Suarez and Ronaldo. That's crazy. Because back then, if you had a chance to sign Suarez and Ronaldo,
You wouldn't even think about it. Like, yeah. You would just...
But now it's two Golden Boot winners.
And one Ballon d'Or winner.
Like, Ballon d'Or's.
Ballon d'Or's winner, exactly.
Okay. But I feel like it's going to be a game for Darwin Nunes.
Okay.
Both goals and assist-wise. And I don't think South Korea will actually win it. So I'm going for 2-1 Uruguay.
Huh. Okay, 2-1 Uruguay. Tough game.
Very tough game.
Tough game, but I think South Korea will score. I don't know if they will score up to 2, but I think they will score. I'll just go for like a 1-1.
A draw?
Yeah, I'll go for like a 1-1 in this game.
So we're really seeing both teams to score in this.
Yeah, I'll go for like a 1-1.
Portugal, Ghana.
Who's going first?
You go first. Have you done the shout Portugal since?
Portugal, Ghana, see.
Fernando Silva.
Exactly. Cristiano Ronaldo, Bruno Fernandes. I don't say if it, like, Portugal feature, up, but I have to. On paper.
Ghanaian jollof rice. I'm waiting to go chop.
Anyway, Nigerian jollof. Like, Nigerian jollof.
Is there anything far like Ghana must go today?
Portugal, Ghana. Nah, see, fam, I have to go for Portugal. Yeah, I have to go for Portugal. I want the goods to have redemption.
And that, I won't have the redemption. You stop like, announcing that, so.
Not like our goods that was crucified by the Saudi Arabian team. Like him, he should at least. No, now one good should have a good first game. So, I will go 3-1 in favor of Portugal.
Oh my God! All these heartless people.
I'm not being heartless. I just want Ronaldo to score.
I'm going to go for Ghana. I'm going 2-3.
Okay. Wow. Yes. Nice prediction. Brazil, Serbia. The ball is in your court.
Oh. Should I do a little samba first of all before I score?
I don't know what you want to do. Just tell us.
I'm going 4-2. I see Serbia scoring the game.
4-2. Nice. Yes. Nice.
I see Serbia scoring in the game, and I believe that Martinelli will score. I believe that Neymar will score. I believe that Gabriel Jesus will score. 4-2 in favor of Brazil.
4-2 in favor of Brazil.
But wow. Two goals today.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think I will still go for the same 3-1 like I went for Portugal, Ghana. Yeah.
So I feel like you're playing safe today.
Me?
Yeah. Well, that never helps, you know, right?
That never helps, because eventually the goals either go up or don't even come at all.
Exactly.
But yeah, no worries.
How do you think you can hit the correct score by hitting 3-1-3-1 everywhere?
It's not 3-1-3-1, it's like 2-1-1-1-3-1-3-1. Hey.
Exactly. What
that's how it's going to be for today. Like, these are my predictions.
Looking at your list, I'm seeing 2-1-1-1-3-1-3-1. Like, you want the scenario where even if the two teams score, you still, your correct score still
has a chance. Yeah, it still has a chance of happening. But, you know, playing safe, but not playing safe either. So, well, anything can happen. It's the World Cup.
It's football.
Anything can happen.
As we said.
Breakfast. Breakfast to reach everybody. All right. We've come to the end of today's episode. Thanks for joining us. And we hope to have you with us next time on the next episode. I'm Will.
This is Jay. And please, if you have any recommendations, anything you would like us to talk about, kindly indicate and we will listen to you guys.
Yeah, just drop a feedback for us on Twitter. Our handle is @notjust_sports. So drop a feedback. We would love to hear from you. And thank you once again. See you next time.
Peace.
Did you enjoy the podcast you just listened to? If you did, tap the follow button and turn on notifications so you don't miss out on any of our episodes. See ya!